This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left of the program. He can be here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie is in the Reading, Pennsylvania area.
All right, Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you very much. I'm so glad you're there. no, I really am.
I'm glad to have you call.
I hope you feel better than you sound.
I feel all right. I just can't talk.
Okay. This has to do with an indoor plant, a Schefflera.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this poor neglected plant is, okay, it's still alive at the end of 3 to 4 foot branches. It's very green, looks very good. But my question is, how far down do I cut this? like how much to leave in the pot?
Okay.
It's air between about like a foot up, and then it goes off into these things, and I know I have to cut those off.
Well, so some of the Schefflera will try to will take a little bit of that space to get it higher. So you don't necessarily have to prune all of that unless you want it to become a little bit more bushy. And in that case, you could actually go down to where the leaf junction is on that lower part of it. A lot of times they'll shoot up. It'll be a separate branch that'll get it to that next higher level with the more foliage up above. So think about it where that really starts and get it back there to get it bushier. At the same time, cut it back a little bit on the other areas to try and rejuvenate new growth. It's never on a Schefflera, it's never too much. To cut it back, unless you're going to cut it all the way to the base. But if you feel like an area is too overgrown, you can just cut that right out. So you're looking at where the first leaf junction is, where in between the open stem, and you're going to cut it right above that. That will actually form a couple new shoots to get the whole plant a little bit stronger.
Okay, now, the ones like these ones that sometimes there's like 2 feet of bare stuff. When I cut those back, is there any way I can restart those green things?
Yeah, you definitely can definitely try it. What I would do is I wouldn't put the whole stick that's left into the ground. I'd get a lot closer to where the foliage is itself.
Okay.
Leave about, 3 or 4 inches below it. And what I'd like to see you do is make that fresh cut and use a product like a rooting hormone. It's a rooting powder. Bonide has a great one, which is a rooting powder. that once you make that fresh cut, you can actually, what I'd like to see you do is going up on the stem itself, cut straight up about a half an inch with like a razor or a knife. So it's like you're taking the circle and cutting it in half, but leaving the whole stem intact. So cut it just in the middle, about a half inch. What that does, when you put it in the rooting powder, it allows it to absorb a little bit quicker and go into the plant. From there, put it in some soil, you know, pack the soil around there, water it in, and kind of let it do its thing for a few days, maybe about 7 days. Water it if needed, if you notice that it's drying out. But usually it doesn't dry out that quickly because there's no roots.
Okay.
You want to make sure when you water it, it's not like a heavy watering, like a soaking, because, again, the water is just going to sit there for a bit. There's no root system. It's almost better if the soil that you're putting the stem in is actually pre-watered, if you will.
Okay.
Because you want the soil around it to be compact, but not too compact where the roots won't be able to go out, but compact enough where the soil is going to hold that stem in place, right? And okay. So when you place the stem into the soil, you know, put your finger into the soil, make some area, put it around it, and then push the soil back around it. Again, let it sit for about 7 to 10 days. You won't really need to water it, again, like I said, because of there's not a lot of root system. But in about 7 to 10 days, just tug on the plant a little bit, like you're going to pull it out of the soil. If there's some resistance there, then your roots are starting to form, and you're on your way to success. If not, what you might need to do is cut it and start again, maybe cut it a little higher and start over. But it's definitely worth it. You can start in a small pot. You don't need to go into like a giant 10 to 12 inch pot. You could just go, you know, a 4 inch or, you know, 6 inch, depending upon how much of the Schefflera you're putting in there. You know, if it's a decent size, you could go a little bit bigger, but really depends on the size of what you're trying to start. So, you know, that's what I'd look into to doing to try and get it going for another plant as well.
Oh, well, I thank you very much. But I'm looking at this poor little thing. Well, not so little. And I'm thinking, the top part is so healthy looking, but, I mean, all these bare stems and everything. I thought there has to be some way I can do this. So I thought I would call you and find out.
Definitely. Well, there's definitely something you can do about it. So I appreciate you calling, and we give you some advice, and good luck with that.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck with your throat.
Yes, thank you, Julie. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 45 minutes left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can do to help you out. We've talked a lot about the Christmas season. You know, the wreaths are there. You know, what you can be doing. And this time of year, if you want to really get something going, you can use start some seeds, have some things growing all winter in the house. You know, getting those fresh vegetables, getting the fresh lettuces, nice easy ones. You know, you don't have to worry about having issues with lettuce. You'll be able to get it right from home. And it starts with a great seed starter mix. Now, the clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds and your fall seeds and your winter seeds and all types of season seeds. Espolma Organic Seed Starter Mix is everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. And Espolma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espolma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espolma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espolma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, it's days like this where it's so cold you don't want to do anything but you want to enjoy, and that's why we talk about getting some seeds started. You know, Julie was talking about using cuttings to get some more plants. It's perfect time to do this. Just something inside. Get something growing. Feel like you're outside enjoying the weather versus this cold, cold weather. I think when the last time I looked at the weather here, the temperature jumped up. I think it went all the way up to 9. Oh, I just checked it again. It's up to 15. We're on a heat wave over here in Lowell, Mass. It was real cold this morning, 5 degrees. I know the dog, when the dog went out, she looked back at me and said, is this for real? So it's cold out there. We need some warmth inside. So take a look at some houseplants. Maybe get the gardening started. You know, it's going to be a while before you can get back out there. But maybe it's having some vegetables or some lettuces in the house. Getting those started and getting thought of. But, you know, I talked about it earlier this morning, thinking about what you want to do next year. Well, it's a perfect time to say, hey, you know, I want to get growing this winter. Maybe it's a Christmas gift. Maybe it's Santa brings it for you. An LED light or some growing medium or some different seeds, some seed catalogs, that type of thing. Think about it. We want to be ahead for next year so we can enjoy our garden outside. And that's why I try to talk about it so much of the next season. What you can be doing for ready. We can't be getting a soil test at this point with the amount of snow. So, what else can we do? Grow indoors with our houseplants. So, definitely think about what you could be doing to make the inside feel like the outside, but not the temperature-wise. We're going to take a break here. We have wide-open phone lines. You can call me at 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we do have some calls online, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ray's been waiting, and she's in New London, New Hampshire.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have some pest issues.
Okay.
Questions. So, for the little flying fruit fly-ish insects, I just trap them on sticky traps.
Okay.
Are they harmful? Not the sticky traps, the bug.
Yeah.
Are they just nuisance?
So, they're like fruit fly looking.
Yeah.
What they are, they're called fungus gnats. They can actually hurt the plant long term.
Okay.
They're soil borne, so it's not something you can spray what's out there, but you need to take a look at how to take care of it.
Okay.
And there is a product out there from Bonide. It's systemic houseplant.
Yeah.
I believe it's called.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, systemic houseplant. I'm sorry. Sometimes
prior to them flying, are they crawling around in the soil? Is my question. So yes.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. So that product, that systemic houseplant, you're gonna need to mix into the soil.
Yeah, I did that.
And water it in. So it's not gonna kill the ones that are flying. It's gonna kill the next generation of them.
Okay. Yep.
So you could use like a neem oil or an all seasons oil, one of those, to spray the plant for any of those, you know, fungus gnats that are flying around right now.
Okay. So I did that for those plants. I have another on a rabbit's paw plant, so I was worried about treating that. It's so fuzzy. It's getting the bugs that look like they belong on the stem, little flat bumps.
Yep.
Is that scale?
It is a scale.
Okay.
So
I can treat that with another Bonide product, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
You can use the different products that you can be using on there for scale. depends upon how, you know, heavy duty of an infestation that you have. So again, you'd be able to use a systemic houseplant on there for the soil to help prevent anything from coming up later. If you want to go organic in the house, an all seasons oil would be fine. That oil suffocates them, and will end up killing them that way.
I've used insecticidal soap, but I don't like the residue.
Yeah, it's obviously it's got that soapy residue, that white on top of it.
I just had stickiness.
Yeah, no, it's. That's one of the things about it. The All Seasons oil is going to be just an oil that would take care of scale. So they actually have it in small containers, or you can get it in the, you know, a spray bottle, and that can be used indoors. What I'd almost do is if you have like a garage, bring it out there. If you can, spray it out there, let it sit for like a half hour. Or if it's in the house, just keep it in that area, let it dry. Don't touch it because you want the plant to absorb it a little bit, as well as covering the scale.
I did buy one that said scale on it, and it has pyrethrum in it. So it,
okay.
Is that what you mean all season? It's just called.
So there's a, what's it called? I'm sorry.
It's by Bonine, and it's called 8.
Oh, 8. So 8's a good one to use as well. I throw out the organic version of them. With the all seasons oil, it's a mineral oil, but the 8 from Bonide will work as well.
Right.
That's a pretty good one.
It's not going to harm the fuzziness of this rabbit.
It shouldn't, by any means. Either one would be fine to use. The thing with 8 is it's going to last 4 to 6 weeks versus an all seasons oil. Or anything usually organic only has a 7 to 10 day residual.
Okay.
So you won't have to do it as much if you use 8.
Okay. And do I have to treat the soil on all of these problems?
So if you have it, it's not going to hurt.
Okay.
Because you're going to help prevent any other insects to be coming through. What happens when the temperatures get cold outside, then it gets really warm inside because we're turning the heat up? The soil gets active a little bit, and anything that could have been sitting in there wants to come up. So that's why I would suggest doing it on any houseplant you have.
All right. I'm on the right track. Thanks.
Awesome. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get back more questions from you guys. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea says it's carried out a, quote, very important test at its long-range rocket launch site, a site it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it when it began denuclearization talks with the United States last year. The announcement of the rocket test came shortly after President Trump was speaking about U.S.-North Korean relations.
The relationship is very good, but, you know, there is certain hostility. There's no question about it.
A suspect's been identified in the deadly shooting of a Houston police officer, Sergeant Chris Brewster, shot and killed yesterday responding to a domestic violence call. 25-year-old Arturo Solis has been arrested. Democratic members of the House Judiciary Committee spending the weekend drafting articles of impeachment, which could be recommended to the full House for a vote as early as Thursday. And you're listening
to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got about a half hour left in the show. We do have some open phone lines, so you can give us a call. But I know we do have one call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Annie is in Cape Cod.
Annie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about Christmas cacti plants.
Okay.
I have three plants which are probably in excess of 20 years old. They had been sitting on a kitchen windowsill above the sink, east side of the house. They would get sun every morning. They bloomed each Easter and each Thanksgiving. In the last year and a half, I since moved, and they're on the east side on a table in a window, but not as much sun nor any moisture. So I wondered if there's anything I can do to possibly get them to bloom.
So
it's colder, too, where they are.
Did they not bloom so far this year?
No, they didn't bloom last year. I had left in April. They didn't bloom at Thanksgiving, nor did they bloom at Easter last year, nor did they bloom this year.
Okay.
They're healthy. They're big. They're vibrant. They look real good. They just, I don't know if it's because they're shocked from moving from one area to another.
So I don't think it's shock from it. I think, maybe the way you said it, it's getting less sunlight. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Yes, not as much sun.
I think that has a little bit to do with it. It does need part sun, excuse me. So, you know, having only a couple hours, maybe 3 hours, isn't enough for it to really push the blooms.
Right.
So that could be a lot for it that's doing it. Have you ever pruned it or done anything like that to kind of rejuvenate it a little bit?
No, not really. The oldest one, some stems did break off periodically, but no. One is in an actual planter, and the other two are in, you know, the same pots they were originally in. They're not real, real big. I thought of moving them to another window, Someone had told me try and put them outdoors in the summer under a pine tree, but I didn't like to put my plants outside in the summer because I feel they get bugs.
Yep,
you know,
no, I understand.
Bugs attract to them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so here's a couple of suggestions for you. Okay. So, in the middle of the summer, in June-ish,
yes.
I would look at maybe pruning it just a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
Cutting it back a little bit, just taking a couple sections. You know how you can basically tell on a Christmas cactus what a section looks like. It's not like a regular plant that has the leaves coming out of the side. This is the way their leaves are is almost in sections. So take a couple of those back on each of them to kind of rejuvenate it, get some new growth coming onto it.
Okay.
What you need to do if you were looking to get it to bloom now. A lot of times it has to do with the daylight. Maybe I heard you say you leave for a bit.
They're in a window with a blind, a Venetian blind, whereas before they were in the direct sunlight.
Okay. So what needs to happen to get this blooming stated is, so the nights need to be at least like 14 hours long and days between 8 and 10 hours for about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that could be part of it. If it's in an area where the window that it's in, is there a street light outside that's open all night? Okay. Well, sometimes that'll actually trick the plant, street light. It'll actually think it's still light out, so that's why I bring it up.
Okay.
Is it near a lamp, or is it something like that?
There's a lamp that goes on and off on a timer. It goes on for about 8 hours, then it goes off at night, but it is dark. But there is a street light. The blind is closed, so when you're telling me that, I'm thinking if I leave the blind up at night, it might be right. It turns into thinking there's more light. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then
it's
just close it.
Yeah, so it's funny. I never really thought about it until I read an article that my dad had written and put on the newsletter once about how there was an issue with some plants that they weren't flowering, but they were right next to a street. They were in a window, but next to a street light that stayed on all night. So it tricked the plant into thinking it was summer. And we know that the Christmas cactus wants to bloom towards Christmas and also will bloom again, you know, towards Easter. But with that full sun, if you will, with the street light, it actually makes it think it's summer still. It doesn't have the, you know, and I'll call it a dormancy period, but the plant's not really dormant. It just doesn't know that it's night right now. So it almost needs
more light. And it's funny you say that. The original spot it was in, there was a street light. And now the spot it's in now, there's another street light. But the funny part was my first house, the blind was up. It was a Roman shade, and I left it up, whereas now I don't have a wide enough windowsill, so it's on the table. So you're right, and I think I'll just open the blind and leave it open at night, and that light, street light, might trick it into doing it. But they're beautiful. They're beautiful plants. They've always lasted. Somebody said, well, just buy new ones. I said, but these always bloomed. Why do I need new ones if I can try and get them to bloom again?
Exactly, right?
That's
been
working. Yeah,
it's
I got to trick it, sort of. Yeah.
You got to make it think what season it is.
Okay.
Other thing, one last tip for that. When you start to see buds form on it, if you want it to bloom more and get more proficient blooms, get a liquid fertilizer that has a heavy middle number, like a bloom booster. And what that does is when the flower buds are starting, that bloom booster will actually help the buds. Whereas if it's just green, a bloom booster is going to help it become greener and fuller and thicker, but not push the blooms. You need the blooms to be there to really get it going.
I've seen some blooms, but they never open, so that's a very good point. I'll get some fertilizer because I have seen blooms, but then they just didn't open.
Again, so only when the blooms are starting to form, that's when you would want to use like a heavier middle number. It can even be like a 10-10-10. But they have products out there that are called Bloom Booster. There's a wettable powder from Peters that's a really good one that'll say right on it, Bloom Booster. So I think that would be good for you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll try it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4444. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, speaking of great fertilizers to be using, now give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see a video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Salisbury, New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I have a young maple tree. It's a sugar maple near the house. And last winter, the bark split about 4 feet off the ground, maybe 2.5 feet long. And it leaked some sap. And over the summer, that all seemed to heal. The cambium closed back over it, but I noticed a couple of days ago that it was losing sap again, and I looked at it this morning, and it split pretty deep. Am I going to lose this tree, or, I mean, can I wrap it with tree wrap to help it through, or?
Well, so you could get some of that tree wrap. They have that, like, almost like burlap type, but it's harder. You can use that. They also have the plastic one that you kind of can spread out and put around there. How deep would you say the wound is?
Well, I can stick a nail in it, a finish nail, close to 1/2 inch. It's deep.
Really? I'd want to try to protect it as much as it can. It is the sap does actually help the tree grow and thrive and that type of thing. But having, seeing it come out kind of can get you a little worried, right?
Yeah.
You look at it and you kind of say, well, I'm not trying to get maple syrup here or, the sugar. I'm not trying to make maple syrup. Why is this happening? There could be a number of things. You said it's a newer one?
Well, I've been in the house 2.5 years. It's been here for a while. I don't know that if it's native or was planted by a prior owner. It's quite close to the house. It's maybe, 8 or 9 inches in diameter.
Okay.
I mean, circumference, it's only about, 5 inches across. It's not very big.
Okay. I'm trying to think what.
And it's split on the north side.
Okay. I mean, I definitely look at wrapping it and trying to get it tight because of the fact that, you don't want something getting in there. I would not suggest using like a pruning sealer by any means. The pruning sealer on there can actually trap everything in there, not allowing some of that sap to go. So you don't want to do that. I'd use the wrap just to protect it for the winter.
Should I lay a piece of burlap over the crack before I wrap it?
I wouldn't. Just use that wrap just to keep it protected. I would, excuse me. It has a lot to do with like the temperature changes of everything that's happening. So
right,
some of it is
pretty big extremes.
Some of it is normal for this to be happening. But when you're saying you have like a large gap like that, it makes you kind of wonder, is there something else going on there? Did you notice anything on the plant during the season having issues?
No. In fact, last winter's wound closed over and it was looking really good, and I was like, wow, all right, success. But Yeah, I was looking at it just a little while ago, and when you said you had open lines, I'm like, I'm calling them.
So my one other question, is the sap like a, almost like a see-through, or is it dark?
Yeah,
or is
no, it's clear.
Okay. A lot of it has to do with, you know, the temperature changes. I'm more concerned about the size of the wound. So that's why I would have you cover it up a little bit. Don't go completely tight so no sap's going to be able to get under there. But go tight enough that it's going to stay, obviously.
Okay.
Because it's its normal process. As a maple, it wants to have that sap running through. So it just could be ready if you wanted to be a maple that you're getting the sap from. But let me look into one of my books during the break.
It's too young to tap. But.
Yeah. So without seeing it, obviously I wouldn't know that. But let me look at one of my books during the break. Listen on for the next couple minutes, and let me see if I can get you some more information.
Or should I hang up?
If you want, or you can hang tight for me. It's up to you.
I'll hang on. Thank you.
We're going to be right back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. Save that for next week because I have a bunch of calls on the line and I still have some information for Chris. So everything I've read, and it just makes so much more sense after I've looked at it for a second time. It's a frost crack that is happening. It will naturally cover itself over. Putting on that tree wrap is going to help protect it from any insects that could be coming on there. The sap that's coming out of it is understandable. The natural flow that it usually works with has been interrupted. And so it's got to go somewhere. It's open, and that's why it's doing it. The depth of it, yeah, it's a little bit concerning. So that's why I would look at it, and that's why I would cover it. Because you don't want anything kind of getting stuck in there. You don't want, you know, the wind blowing some sort of debris in there or, you know, snow, water, that type of thing. You kind of want to protect it that way. But it's going to happen. It's based on the frost and the fluctuation of temperatures. So I wouldn't worry as much as I originally thought. I just was thinking when it was so deep that would be the issue. But it's more of a natural thing with the temperatures and especially with the up and downs that we've had so far this year.
Okay.
All right.
So it's not just a surface crack. It is pretty deep.
It is. But that is because of the extremes of the temperatures that we've had. And
okay.
I think that's doing it a little bit more. It's looking worse because you're noticing the sap and everything coming out of there when it should heal itself over again.
Okay. So it's just Alrighty. Something it's going to keep doing until it gets to a more
should
mature
get
size.
To a, yeah, once it gets more mature, it won't happen as much. Just the younger, it's a little bit weaker. It's closer to the ground. It's closer to the cold air. So I think you're going to be all right long term.
Okay, great. Thank you, Patrick. Right.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great one.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Julie in Osterville, Mass.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a quick question regarding fertilizer for knockout roses as well as the hydrangea. Is there anything I can put down now? We have not had any snow yet to speak of, and the temperatures are a little above where you are.
I wouldn't put anything at this point. It's a little bit too late. The ground, even though you don't have snow and it's been a little bit warmer, it's probably still starting to freeze and the roots are starting to go dormant. Right early in the spring for the roses, I'd use rose tone from Espoma. And then for the hydrangea, I'd use a 10-10-10 fertilizer. And you can actually use it in 6-week intervals a couple times during the season.
And what month did I start that?
As soon as the ground starts to thaw. Starting to see, you know, buds form on different plants like your forsythia, some of those types of things. As soon as you're starting to see the ground being active a little bit.
So not the rose tone or the holly tone, but the 10-10-10?
Yes, for any of the hydrangeas, I'd use the 10-10-10. For the roses that you have, use the rose tone.
Okay, very good. All
righty.
Yeah, have a great one. Day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, Nathan, we're going to try to sneak one more in with a quick question. Who's up next?
Tim's in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got a minute here. I want to get that real quick to you.
Well, quick. Maybe if you have a hunch. I just had a parlor palm. I had it for quite a while. There were two of them, actually, you know, from a store somewhere. And one's about, it got to a yard high. And for some reason, it seemed to give up at the roots. Of course, it didn't have optimum conditions because it's a palm, and I'm here on Martha's Vineyard. But it seemed to just give up its roots. One root, it seemed to tip over. The roots were exposed around it, where you know where water and the it looked like the soil settled and the top of the roots were exposed, and it just sort of gave up. And
well, I think one of the problems there could be it just needed to have a little bit more compact soil. It needed a freshen up. Maybe it needed to be repotted and heavier, deeper waterings on that because, you know, it does like the heat, does like that type of thing. Go for a deeper watering, and I think that would definitely help it. I don't mean to cut you off, but if you want to follow up with this, you can email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, and we can help you out. For everybody else, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.